is the Shara B'Shulta Gibor, isn't it interesting? It fits into the words of the Rambam, and it solves all the whole Shara is circumvented. We're never going to get to square one. We're never going to get to the beginning. The whole passage started, the whole Rambam rolling was assuming I'm a Pasak Lishna Kam, which everyone else assumes. And the Shita Tzak asked, why? Something normal the Hotel for you to know it. Now we're assuming that the way Pasak Lishna Kam, like Lishna, boom. Like Lishna, Asra. Ah, he says, Mason, or Mason doing this for Kula. And on sale before is only made to be off. Then in fact, there's no difference in the custom and on the custom. Interesting chat. I'm borrowing was, assuming I'm a Pasak Lishna Kam, which everyone else assumes. The sheet that sat there, why? Something wrong with the halacha for you to tell. Now we're assuming that the way passes in fact like Lishna, boom, like Lishna, Basra. Ah, he says, Mason, or Mason doing this for Chua. And on sale before is only made to be off. Then in fact there's no difference in the custom and on the custom. Interesting chat for Shulta Gibor. He wanted to give us another example. This is the Shulta Gibor's truck. I have to admit, when we learned Hashoah last year, and we discussed the sugya, we had a four pshatim in the Rambam. Remember, there was the Rabbi Kivay, there was the Mishnah, there was the Rabbi Kivay, and the Shita, and the Shemesh. I don't even remember the stuff of the Shulta Gibor and the Shulta Gibor. I wasn't aware of it. Even though it was entire Hashoah. You always miss things that are right in front of you. I don't remember. So this is a new find. Okay, a fifth interpretation, if you will. Bypasses the entire shot, and as soon as he passes back Lishna, Basra. Okay, before we start the next Gemara, and in connection with this Indian of Shia, etc., and Ones, I want to discuss something from the Stifler. This is also has to do with the sheet that I was out. It's in the Baba Kama, Simin Tezvo, in the old edition, I don't know what it is now. Tosha says that cloud gadol, this is before we discussed it, I think once before this year. It's a machlokas, it's other mua the ola. We all know that rule. Right. Other, last year was the Beji Yisodis, but I have a new shtick over here. Other mua the ola, they're the shogun, they're the nazi, they're the ola, it's a machlokas. It's a big machlokas, we already discussed. We had it, no, didn't we have it? Mazes, where do we have that this year? We mentioned it once. So let's mention it again now. It's going to come up. Mamash again in the next summer. We're going to start learning in a second. If all the world, all the mamash, I feel the onus, if I get something beyond my control entirely, I cause a damage. How is that possible? The wind picks me up and blows me through your window. I don't know. Sometimes a hurricane. Is it possible? Right. So that I break the glass, I'm an old examiner, I'm a chayav or not. The Tosfos says no. And the Ramban says yes, I'm chayav. I'm chayav. The Tosfos is a whole string of proofs. A whole series of proofs that you put. The Ramban includes them in one of the following two ways. One, Shia time is it. One case Tosfos brings is based on the Gemara, the Yishalmi. I'm sleeping here, I'm fast asleep right here, and you start to lie down next to me, and then in my sleep I give you a kick and I break your glass and stuff like that. So the din is that I'm potter. I'm a potter. I'm an onus. I thought onus wasn't potter. I was supposed to be clear, onus potter. It was my fault, I was sleeping. And I went to sleep, there was nobody over there. Said the Ramban, no, you're cutting for a different reason. What is it namely, Kwan? Shia Tahu. Listen, he's an idiot. He's an idiot. Why do you go to sleep there? You should have realized he's going to sleep, going to give a kick and break his glass. This is his fault. Shia Tahu is it. Don't think about the condo where I short stop. I lost my life. I'm driving a car, I short stop right in front of me. And I crash into him and damage his car. That's the case. Why is the case like that? You know what I'm talking about? I'm not about the car. I'm going with my beam, my shortstop, the Cado, the Caruso, you know. Before the cross practice had these things. I mean, right? Tailgate it. Exactly. That's exactly the truth. Tailgate it before. In the finale. This is the... we have the top. Yeah, it's a Gemara. It wasn't a tailgate. But the... so there the Ramban says again. It's not because I'm an honest guy. It's his cheer. But there's another case. What does Kola Umna Mishamay Tzapa? What does an Umma mean? I'm an artisan, and I'm taking care of your tailor. I'm trying to fix it. All right. So what? And if it's an owner, I'm potter. Why am I potter? There's the Ramban. Ramban Eishiv. She ain the taba fuma mishem mazik. Vakavona mishem dekev mishem mutul olam list atim mazer. Ugeshus kavit. Ein mazer din odam mazik. And he quotes from Achna Chaim, the Shemamah, the Mizvah, or the Perish, that's what I'm going to be for. But otherwise, another Mamazik, She'enam is Asik Rishut, and it's a good Posha, Chayav Afil of Onus Gamu. Kamash from Mokhamah says, Kirk, I'm in here, I am Shom. So firstly, the Shita Mekubet is an hour dark, close to close, over. Subas Lamadal, close to close. In here, I'm in Parash Ula, Tvabu, Vablu, Mishal, Mevas, Mezol. Hayna Masha Nene. I will make Kula Medin Mazik Turim. Vahayna Mishum Shu Onis Gomu. Ushita Ramban Zal, the Gamba Onis Gomu Chayav Odom Mazik. So why over here do we say, now what? Come on. Now what? No. Now what? That the Yorishim are Potter if they shechted it. Shu their Onis Gomu. They thought it would belong to them. So what? Onis Gomu is what? Come on. Onis Gomu is... is what? Is higher. So I told you an answer last year that the answer is Pshias HaMashil. Why the Pshias HaMashil? He should have told the kids when he gave it to them. He should have told, again, wait. Pshias. No, not Pshias. Think about it. Not Pshias. It's like a kind of Rishus. When I gave the Abdikoma to this guy, I knew he might die. Right? Possible. And the kid might get a hold of it. So I put myself into that situation. That's what I kept telling him. If someone breaks my window, I never met the guy before. I have no shadow with this guy. But if I gave away my sword to be watched, so you knew you're taking a chance. If I give you my car to fix it, you break it, see a putter, it's an onus, because I have to do it for your shoes. Here too, in a sense. Not Pshias HaNizik, but it's actually Haskamas HaNizik to put himself into that situation. That's why I was crazy to you. I want to withdraw that phraseology. Because he said, the Shita Mekubet and our Daf quotes the Ramban on this very point. Who says as follows? He says, quote, I will hide the Brishus Konokis. When I saw those two words, I started jumping up and down. Great, the riot to me. Brishus Konachis, only Brishus Konachis. Because the guy who gave the cow, he knew that the cow was going to be watched and he took his chances. No, but then I really, see, I'm sometimes at fault. I jump when I see three words and I don't read further. I tell you, I made a mistake on Thursday also. I made a mistake here again, same mistake. What's the next word, though? The Kisvur name shall avianu. Lo. But it's referring to the Rishus that the original Matkiv gave over to the people when he gave it to them. It's not the Kisvur Shalavir. The type of correctly said, I was wrong. Indian Rishus Shehit Karan Banzal doesn't mean what I said, the Rishus of the Matkiv to give it to the what? To the Shomer and therefore directly to his kids. But rather means Haina Rishus HaTorah. The Chazdova Gomash and Tachat Yad Odom Harei V'Shalom Glohav L'Ele Meichash Tu Shalacherim Ve'enu Kahitim Istasik Rishus L'Liel Ve'osim HaKavon Ad Rishus HaBayoim Ve'dav Koh Ezek U Rishus V'lo Maisa HaEzek Ve'ok L'Lekim Rishus Bayoim Ve'Ezek Zeh Elo Zim Rishus HaTorah Koh Avdi K'mash Chatafi L'Liel So like Pshat was wrong. I kept telling you the reason why you're Potter in this case. where the kids check the animal not knowing it doesn't belong to them. It's because the maskid put himself into that situation. Now, I'll turn around and balance it out. Is it the equivalent of Shiata? No. Shiata HaMashil, in effect, in Israel. That's how I learned. I thought the Gevaldik of Pshat, and I saw the first few words. I started jumping at the confirmation of my Pshat. A little bit weiter. It's a matter of reputation, my Pshat. It's just a different verb. There's Rishus of the Yarshim did Rishus. Rishus Kanachit, the Kisruin Hem Shalaviyam, etc. It's Rishus HaTorah. In other words, if I am blown by the hurricane and I break your window, we're telling the baby Rishus to do that. I'm help doing it for that. It's not that I did it Rishus HaTorah. But if I have a cow, which I assume belongs to my father, I have every right to assume it belongs to my father. If I go to a row and say, Rebbe, may I shech this cow? The Rebbe will say, yes. So I shech the cow, I'm caught there from Mishriyubi Mazik. I have to shiloh first. When the hurricane blew me through your window, I didn't ask any shiloh. Rabbi, may I be blown by a hurricane through the window? No. That's to you. So then just I have to pay.
That's the owner.
Despite the fact that you're the owner, you have to pay anyway. But here, how should we call it? Rishus HaTorah, Rishus Bezin.
Give the wrong tax, though. If you have to try, you get the wrong tax.
I have the right tax. The facts are, my father died, left me his cow, may I shepherd.
The Rebbe says, was it your father's way or this or what?
I don't know. No one said anything. So the Rebbe will say, you have the right to assume, Chazok, Shabbat, Tachas, and Olam, Harei Shalom. The Rebbe passed it right. Rebbe passed in right, I followed the Rebbe, but I ended up shepherding someone else's cow anyway. Because I did Bishus Bezdin, Bishus HaTorah. Says that the guy is puppet. That's what he says. Rishus HaTorah is a new din. As a matter of fact, let me tell you where else it comes up. He has the kasha which Mamish we spoke about last year. Mamish. The Mach Nefraim has the kasha like this. Hamazik is ishto betashmish hamita, mao. Kema de Rishus Ka'ovit Potur, O Dilma Ibola de Yune, Umaskinon, Kema de Ovid Maisachayim. Question is, what the Ramban says, this Asik Rishus is Papa, here the Tashma of this Rishus. Says the Stifler. It was also in the Nirah. Lochitshu Ramban Zal, the Misasik Rishus from Mutalov, the Asikazu Papa, the Ramban Mazik, Elehecha shall Koporim lo Posha. Rakshat Kolod, the Mazik Chayav, the Onas Kibiratsan, over Misasik Rishus, Papa. Avalecha shaposha shapra chayev. Vatam, dal his askus kripshia, elo rishus. Vinimtsa she'en kan mis asik rishus, dal his askus kazu elo rishus. Behold, armina, the tashmish amita, the border, the yune, hakavona, the havale tshia, ubuchi agav, the leka rishus. No. Disciple said that the only way out of this problem is to assume that the Gemara is referring to a case of what? A case of Pshia. On the Pshia there's no Rishus. Who said it was Pshia? Hold on, one more second. They quote the Rambam. A woman who breaks Kalim when she's washing the dishes, she's two of them there at Takana. Because if every man that gets his wife to pay for the dishes she broke, there'll be a divorce. So the Ravid says, no, it's a Pshia Bevaila. for the Mishnah Malach yet. No, I'm talking about Shia. Here it's Mazik. It's Mazik. So the Mishnah Malach says that Dafka be Mazik be Kavona Yichayah be Bailut. Below the Poshaya. We discussed this last year at some length. Was that Tamuas in the Stipula? The mind in the Bailut and the Mazik be Yadayim? Bailut only by Shomrin. We must answer. At the rival of Lech Rambam, the Mishnah Malach be Heter be Rishus Lech Lamidin Odin Amazik. Rak Midin Shmira Emshel Lechaivo. And after you put the Bailut. You put the Bailut. Mela, he says, the rabbi is a pot. You're not considered a mazik at all. He gave him a shit to do it. So the Rambam and the rabbi had a hold from that. The Rambam didn't have to hold from that. Therefore, the
He didn't help in this Rishut story. That is a stipler. Well, Pizayis Yashir Tehete Mashik Shem Befei Be'er Yitzchok. Who's that? Who's the Be'er Yitzchok? The Heir Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok Afanon. A home safer, right? Now Yeshiva, we should at least know that the Be'er Yitzchok is Be'er Moreno, Hagoyen, or Yitzchok Afanon Spector, after whom Yeshiva's name.
Sham Yumav. Right? Where's that pasuk? Huh? In Vayikra, right? In Parshat Emor. End of Emor. Makebe, one person later on. Makebe, Mari Shalom. Mena, Makebe, Lam Yumav. Vayikra Chavdal. Says the Gemara like this. Ma, Makebe, Behema, Lo, Chilakabo. Now watch this now. Ben Shoge, Ben Meiji, Ben Miskava, Shem Miskava, Ben Yerach Rida, Ben Yerach Aliyah, the Pulse, Ben Yerach Aliyah, the Pulse, Ben Yerach Aliyah, three different irrelevant distinctions. It doesn't matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you hit it with a stick, with a stone, with a rock, or maybe how do you kill the animal? You have to pay? What are these three things, for the fun of it? What are they? Shoge, Meiji, we know. Right? You want to kill them or not?